And on the line now I have Padraig Conlon, editor of the Northside People. Good afternoon, Padraig.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. How are things?
I'm good as well, thanks. Good, can't complain.
Okay, no, nobody listens.
Exactly.
Listen, there's a few of this week's stories. Garth Brooks, what's happening there?
Yeah, so this is the, I'm sure some of your listeners will be aware of the saga from 2014 has returned to these shores again. Garth Brooks wants to play 5 concerts in Croke Park. He's saying it's either 5 or nothing. The Clonliffe Road residents, who obviously live within the vicinity of the stadium, they released a statement last week. They strongly object to the, what they say, intensification of the use of Croke Park. They complain about lack of consultation with them. They say, you know, holding 7 concerts next year, you know, 5 of them in Garth Brooks, would set an alarm and precedent. Also, they maintain that the number of events in the stadium has to be proportionate and kept to 3 a year, which was specified by An Bord Pleanála. Now, you know, this story isn't going to go away anytime soon. Garth Brooks people say that it's either 5 concerts or nothing. What I don't understand is, I suppose, why can he not bring 2 of the concerts, I don't know, one down to Cork or something, and one over to, I don't know, Galway or something like that there. Then he get his 5, but he's adamant he wants 5 at Croke Park, and he doesn't seem to really care what the residents of Clonliffe Road or any other residents that live in the vicinity of Croke Park care. And so, I don't know, as somebody said before, you know, have these people not suffered enough already over the last 18 months, and now they have to deal with this again?
Yeah, it's the same thing all over again, isn't it? It's a repeat.
It's yeah. A friend of mine used to live down there, and she moved, and she rents her house out now. But she was saying, yeah, like, you know, the week of the concert, it's not just obviously the night of the concert. You know, the trucks come in like a few days beforehand, and there is a lot of disturbance to people who live around there. And obviously, you know, 3 concerts a year is fine, or whatever they got there. But I have like one artist wanting to do 5.
Yeah.
I think it's September next year. Is when, you know, this planned attack by Garth Brooks on Croke Park is planned. But I don't know how this is going. He was sent packing the last time, so I can't see him being victorious this time round either. But I a Garth Brooks fan yourself.
I amn't. No, not really. not a big country western fan either.
I'm the same as that myself. Like, yeah, and good luck to, you know, people who are really got there. But I can see the residents' point of view as well. Like, you know what I mean? It does seem to be a wee bit invasive. Like, you know, like they have to get on with their lives as well and try and enjoy, you know, and going on. Like,
and are you there? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, my phone was breaking up there. But hopefully a peaceful solution can be found between both parties. But I don't think Mr. Brooks is for backing down.
No. Hopefully it's not a repeat of the last one, you know, because he has a lot of fans in Ireland. And, you know, if the, because he wants to do 5, 3 nights, people don't get to see him, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. I can't really, if he cares about his fans that much, can you just do 3, you think?
Yeah.
He said, I think I remember the last time he said it was like having to pick out between which one of the children he wanted, like, which is a very strange way of referring to a concert.
Yeah.
That he was either 5 or nothing. But I don't know. The man not having enough money, like, was.
Yeah. And like, you made a very good point there. You could have 2 in Cork or Galway or whatever.
Yeah, exactly, absolutely. I don't know why this obsession with Croke Park, especially when it's, you know, the rules are pretty straightforward. Like, do you know what I mean? Sorry, you may take your guitar and, you know, get down the country. You've had 3 already, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, no Irish band would get that. I didn't imagine U2 would try and pull something like that. Never mind Garth Brooks, like, no harm to him or anything like that.
Yeah, and I think the agreement between the residents and Croke Park is 3 concerts a year.
Yeah.
And now they want 7 because Garth Brooks wants to do 5, yeah. And I think, what's his name, is going to do? Ed Sheeran is doing 2, as far as
he's
I know.
He's doing two, and yeah, so it's going to be it's going to get interesting. I can't see the residents backing down, and I can't see Garth Brooks backing down either, so I have to find some kind of compromise, yeah. Because...
Well, what you said is the perfect compromise. You know, do 3 in Croke Park, yeah, and 2, even another 2 in the Aviva or something.
Yeah, exactly. Park and Aviva, like, should be great for Cork, because I'll get God love them. they don't get much. Yeah. Give them a Garth Brooks gig, like, you know, I just hope it doesn't turn into this kind of, you know, carry on the last time. Like, it was a bit undignified by Garth Brooks, to be honest with you.
Right, well, we'll move away from Dart at the moment. Darth Vader. the Metrolink, Padraig, what's happening there?
Yeah, so we have a colleague, Gary. The story this week is... you know, Dublin North West TD Desi Ellis said he's disgusted at, quote, mixed messages on when construction on Metrolink is actually going to start. Now, everybody's been getting mixed messages on this. I was doing a story the week before. I contacted Transport Ireland on Thursday or Friday, and they said, oh, it's not being delayed. And, you know, we just have to apply for, you know, planning permission, you know, equivalent for a train, et cetera, et cetera. Then on Sunday, lo and behold, Eamon Ryan gives an interview with the opening of Pellet train station and says, oh, yeah, well, it's probably not going to go ahead at the time. So there are mixed messages all over the shop. And then obviously the release of the National Development Plan there this week, there's no specific date set out. So, you can understand people are getting really, really annoyed with this. The thing is needed. Especially up around, Cabra, Bisborough area, it's an absolute, you know, traffic congestion nightmare. So we were told this thing was going to be, you know, I don't know, construction was going to be 2027, now it could be 2034, then it was going to be completed by 2034. So nobody really knows what's going on with this thing. Then there are rumours that it's never going to happen at all. So, you know, Desi Ellis said that, yeah, he's raising the doll. He didn't get a clear answer from either the Taoiseach or Minister Eamon Ryan. He was saying, obviously, since that, you know, the comments then by Eamon Ryan have left everybody scratching their head and wondering, you know, what's going on. So, yeah, this Metrolink, it seems, in my own personal opinion, I don't know, I don't know if it's ever going to happen, to be honest with you. I think there are other projects maybe. Have jumped ahead of it as regards, you know, importance or whatever, which would be a pity.
Yeah, and if it does go ahead, it'll probably cost 3 times the amount of money that it was supposed to cost at the beginning.
Well, that's exactly.
Yeah. The children's hospital, you know.
Yeah, exactly. The same as everything in this country. From what was written out at the start, and then the actual costings of these things seems to grow, you know, multiples, like unseen in other countries, like,
yeah.
But this thing is needed. Like, you know, a lot of people that don't know much about it, they think, oh, we don't need a tram to the airport. It's not that, you know what I mean? It's a lot bigger than that. It will take away a lot of the traffic congestion, which is only getting worse and worse and worse. It would be my own personal opinion. I don't think it's ever going to happen, to be honest with you. But I hope I'm proved wrong.
No, it's crazy the planning and the building and the costs skyrocketing, particularly the children's hospital. It's crazy, and they seem to repeat themselves all the time.
Yeah, well, exactly. But I agree with Desi Ellis on the mixed messages thing. It's kind of bizarre. Like, it's just they're saying one thing, the office is saying one thing, the minister's saying another thing. Then they release the plans and there's no dates, there's no costings. you know, it is kind of a bit bizarre. Like, you know what I mean? People have a right to know these things. Like, you know, that's why we elect governments and politicians and ministers are appointed. Like, you know, so they, you know, they're literally working for the people, not, you know, keeping us in the dark about it. If you think isn't going to happen, then they just come
just
out.
Just say, yeah, just.
Well, yeah.
Just
know?
Come out and say it, yeah.
Like I said, they put in the development plan, there's 165 billion worth of projects, and there's no costing or no time or well expected construction date for this project, which is just, yeah, not good enough as far as I'm concerned, right?
Yeah, and we'll move on to a bit lighter. The former Crisps company executive was discharged from a case.
Yeah, so that was initially, I suppose, it was probably a little bit, that was the case, so I'm just trying to remember the man's first name again, David Keogh, just off the top of my head, sorry. Anthony Keogh. Yeah, yeah. Who's an executive with the Crisp company, obviously, Keoghs. He was caught earlier this year growing 39 cannabis plants without a license. So he was back in court during the week. Initially, he pleaded guilty. It was last year. So his previous sentence in July, the judge had said this is an unusual case in that he grew plants out of some degree of curiosity. Now she acknowledged this was an error of judgment on his behalf.
Yeah.
So she said she'd require him to enter into a bond to keep the peace and be of good behaviour, and obviously make a contribution. It was €200 to the charity. You know, it's, I suppose, a little bit more leniency. With years ago, even 10 years ago, you might, 5 years ago, people would be getting locked up for possession of 39 cannabis plants. Like I knew of a story in 2008 where somebody I was in college with, his car was led half that amount, and they ended up getting 2 years in jail. So there's obviously a sea change happening in regard to this sort of crime.
Yeah,
he said he wasn't, I don't think he was growing it to make,
he said it was for medicinal purposes.
Yeah.
So, it has been proved that cannabis is good for certain.
Absolutely. Well, we have, it is medicinal cannabis legislation is coming in. It was last week, it was brought to government, it was going to be signed off. Obviously, the medicinal stuff as well, it has very little THC in it, like, so people, the components get people high. I think definitely, it's a strange one, isn't it? You can pump somebody full of pharmaceuticals, but you're not allowed to give them a plant that grows on the ground.
It needs to be sorted out one way or the other.
Okay,
well, listen, the reader's page is still going strong, the letters.
It is indeed, yeah. Starting to get a bit busier now again. And obviously, listeners, always feel free to send in any stories, any of the charity events, any events you'd like to publicise on, like, out there. We always love helping out. We have the website as well. It's all there for you.
And it's News at Dublin People, is it?
News at DublinPeople.com.
Okay. Anything you want to add, Patrick?
No, that's it. Just looking forward to international football this week. Hopefully Stephen Kenny will eventually get his first competitive win. How do you see that game in Azerbaijan going yourself?
I thought they were showing promise, we lack a goal scorer, a proven goal scorer.
We do. Callum Robinson's in a bit of form now.
Yeah.
He's got into a bit of trouble there with his comments about the vaccination.
Yeah.
As Stephen Kenny was saying, he's not going to not select a player for their country, whether they're vaccinated or not. Then Callum Robinson was saying, I suppose he's had it twice, so why did he use it? But hopefully, now he goes out and gets a couple of goals on Saturday and that's what we're talking about at the end of the week.
Yeah, yeah. And they can't qualify, can they, now?
Oh, no. They're well gone. I think at this stage we're looking to try and, as those finishes, kind of high as possible for the, you know, the coefficient.
Oh, yeah.
So our seeding, so we're not like ranked in the, you know, in the sixth pot for the draw for the European Championships. But I think that's all we're playing for now. You know, we're well out of it.
Yeah. Now, as I said, I did think they were showing some promise there, but you need to start putting the ball in the net a lot more.
That's exactly. Give the country a bit of a lift as well.
Yeah. And Italy and Spain, that's coming up, a semi-final. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, that should be a good one as well, yeah. Now, plenty of sport coming up now between now and the end of the year, but... Your crowd got out of jail there against Man City, you know.
It's a pity they didn't play the first half the way they played the second half, you know.
Yeah, it was some change, wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
I'd say
Krop gave them a right talk and said...
It was a good game now. It was great.
It was a good game. Probably a fair result as well.
I think so, yeah. Just about.
Anyway, listen, Patrick, we talk again in another couple of weeks and hopefully we'll have something pleasant to talk about.
Cheers, John.
Right.
I'll try to bring some good news. Cheers, John. Thanks for having me.
Good luck.
All the best.
Good luck, Patrick.
Good luck. Bye now.
Bye.
All the best. Bye now.